This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. UK nursing regulator failed to screen criminal records for 12 years. The UK's nursing regulator has admitted to systematically failing to review criminal records and character issues for nurses and midwives over 12 years, potentially allowing practitioners with serious criminal backgrounds to remain registered. According to the BMJ, more than a dozen nursing professionals may now face removal from the register following the Nursing and Midwifery Council's NMC disclosure of widespread vetting failures. 12 years of inconsistent vetting processes at UK's nursing regulator, regulatory oversight failures in UK healthcare. Duration of systematic failures across major UK health regulators, years NMC criminal record vetting, 12 previous GMC fitness delays, 8 GDC registration issues, 5 source. BMJ, Professional Regulator Reports, Georgian Medical Journal News, Systematic Vetting Breakdown Exposed. The NMC's admission reveals that for over a decade, the regulator inconsistently applied its mandatory vetting process for healthcare professionals seeking to join or remain on its register. The Royal College of Nursing, RCN, characterized the failure as astounding and has demanded an independent investigation into how such systematic oversights went undetected for so long. Under NMC regulations, nurses and midwives must declare health or character issues that may prevent them being able to practice safely and effectively during their application process. These declarations should include criminal records for serious offenses and unmanaged health conditions that could affect patient safety. According to professional safety standards, under scrutiny, the regulatory breakdown raises fundamental questions about patient protection mechanisms within the UK's healthcare system. The NMC's failure to consistently review character declarations means that practitioners with potentially disqualifying criminal backgrounds may have continued treating patients without appropriate oversight or risk assessment. This systematic failure affects public trust in nursing regulation at a time when the profession faces unprecedented staffing pressures. The NMC's own data shows the nursing register has grown significantly in recent years as the health service seeks to address workforce shortages, making consistent vetting processes even more critical for patient safety. Regulatory reform demands intensify. Healthcare unions and patient safety advocates are calling for comprehensive reform of professional regulation following the disclosure. The scale of the failure suggests systemic problems in the NMC's quality assurance processes that may extend beyond criminal record checks to other aspects of professional oversight. The RCN's demand for an independent investigation reflects broader concerns about regulatory accountability in healthcare. Similar quality oversight challenges have emerged across multiple healthcare regulators in recent years, suggesting the need for sector-wide reform of professional vetting standards. More than a dozen nurses, midwives, and nursing associates could be struck off after the nursing regulator admitted to failing to review criminal records and character issues for 12 years. The BMJ Investigation, 2026, Key Takeaways. The NMC failed to consistently apply criminal record vetting for 12 years across all nursing professionals. More than a dozen practitioners may face removal from the register due to previously unreviewed character issues. The Royal College of Nursing has called the failure astounding and demands an independent investigation. Frequently asked questions: how did the NMC vetting failure remain undetected for 12 years? The systematic nature of the oversight suggests inadequate internal audit processes and quality assurance mechanisms within the regulator. The RCN has specifically called for an independent investigation to understand how such widespread failures went unnoticed for over a decade. What criminal records should disqualify nurses from practice? NMC rules require declaration of any health or character issues that may prevent safe practice, including serious criminal offenses. The regulator must assess each case individually to determine whether criminal history poses risks to patient safety or professional standards. How many healthcare professionals are affected by these vetting failures? According to the BMJ report, more than a dozen nurses, midwives, and nursing associates may face removal from the register. However, the full scope of affected practitioners remains unclear, pending the regulator's comprehensive review of cases. The NMC's acknowledgement of systematic vetting failures represents a watershed moment for professional regulation in UK healthcare. As the regulator works to address the immediate risks posed by inadequately vetted practitioners, the broader implications for public trust and regulatory reform will likely shape healthcare governance for years to come. The outcome of this crisis may determine whether current regulatory frameworks can adequately protect patients while maintaining professional confidence in oversight systems. Source: Regulator failed to properly vet nurses and midwives with criminal records for 12 years,